A former Alaska resident who now lives in Northern California is waiting to learn if his home will survive the wildfires. Clark Mishler, a professional photographer, lived and worked in Anchorage for more than 40 years. 2 years ago, Mishler and his wife moved to Calistoga to be near their daughters and grandkids. Mishler says Calistoga is the northernmost community in the Napa Valley. He says it's a small agricultural community of under 6,000, filled with hardworking people. He says they had to evacuate Tuesday night.
It's completely deserted. There are maybe 10 people in the entire town who are there, patrolling. And so far, there have been no structures burned within the Calistoga city limits. This weekend's going to be very critical, though, due to the fact that they're expecting some very high velocity winds. So, this whole thing can change in hours, and it could go from we're okay to, oh my God, everything's on fire in all directions.
You're a photographer, and you were taking photos before you left Calistoga. Tell us about some of what you captured.
I stuck around town photographing people as they prepared to leave. So I photographed, the people at the old folks' home, and they took them out pretty early on Monday, and got photographs of them leaving there. Some of them were in tears, not sure what's going on, and it was kind of sad. But then I came across other people, in the community who had, pretty much the same attitude which I did, which is, hey, we're alive, we're able to pack up our cars. Well, that's a lot better than some people. There are stories of people who were woken up by this fireball that came through Santa Rosa. And they basically were awakened when they realized that their whole house was lit up inside from the fires outside the house. They literally ran out the front door in their pajamas, no shoes, no cell phone, no wallet, hopped in their cars and drove off trying to outspeed this fireball.
You also mentioned that there were a lot of folks helping out, a football team helping with emergency relief. What was going on there?
We're down here in East Bay, and yesterday we went over to Costco and we bought a bunch of supplies, and we took them over to a collection center in Vallejo. And the Vallejo football team there, the high school football team, was there, along with a whole bunch of other volunteers. And they were doing, all kinds of triage on these things. They'd throw all the paper towels in one pile and all the water in another pile and all the Pampers in another pile. And then these volunteer trucks were rolling up, and they were filling up these trucks with these supplies. And then these trucks were taken off for Santa Rosa, and they were dropping the supplies off at the various centers where people were waiting, the evacuation centers.
Clark, what have you been told about when you may be able to go back, or what's happening with containment efforts?
It wasn't until today that they now feel that they've got like 10% to up to as high as 27% containment on some of the fires. There's a number of major fires burning in the area. Some of them have zero containment. So this weekend, I think, it's going to be real critical. We're expected to have some more winds, which are really the problem here. As long as the winds don't come back, they can surround these fires, they can do some burn, back burns, and they can stop the progression. But if they don't know which way the wind is going to be blowing, nor do they know what the velocity, they don't know how large to make that fire break. And so that's the problem. If you get the winds at the speeds that we had Sunday night, there's really no stopping it.
Clark Mishler is a former Anchorage resident who now lives in Northern California and had to evacuate his home earlier this week. Mishler is a professional photographer. His photos of the Calistoga area are at our website, alaskapublic.org.